哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Hallelujah, good morning to you all, brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣在这个安息圣日，我们一同聚集在这边一起学习查考圣经上的道理。
Thank God we can all gather together on Sabbath day to learn about God's words.
我们这一次以帖撒罗尼迦前书来作为我们一起分享彼此分享的一个主题哦。
And this time we'll use First Thessalonians as the book that we will study.
我们昨天有谈到帖撒罗尼迦教会是使徒保罗所建立的。
Yesterday we mentioned that the church in Thessalonica was established by Apostle Paul.
但是在建立以后呢，教会就遇到马上就遇到大逼迫。
But immediately after the establishment, the church encountered a big persecution.
所以保罗只有在帖撒罗尼迦短短的几个礼拜就必须要离开。
So Paul had only stayed in Thessalonica for a short few weeks before he had to leave.
所以呢，帖撒罗尼迦教会成立的时间很短。
So it was very short time after the church was established.
面临的考验很大。
But yet they encounter very big challenges.
所以呢，保罗为他们非常的担心。
So Paul was very worried for them.
但是呢，后来保罗知道帖撒罗尼迦教会虽然在大逼迫当中。
But later Paul found out that even though the church in Thessalonica encountered great persecution.
他们并没有被打倒。
They weren't defeated.
也没有离开道理。
They didn't leave the truth either.
反而能够在患难当中能够更加的坚强，更加的稳固。
But rather in time of their tribulations, they were even more strengthened and steadfast.
并且能够在信心、爱心、盼望上面都做众教会的榜样。
And they were very exemplary in terms of their faith, their hope, and their love.
所以有时候神让我们的侍奉生涯当中遇到一些火烈的考验。
So sometimes God have caused us to encounter some temptation or trials in our line of service.
我们有时候不知道为什么。
Sometimes we don't even know why.
我们会问神，为什么我侍奉你却要面临生活上的困境？
Sometimes we'll ask God, why do you give me such difficulties in my life when I serve you?
有时候我们并不明白
Sometimes we don't understand.
但是如果我们从圣经上来看
But if we look at it from the perspective of the Bible,
就如同这帖撒罗尼迦教会一样
，just like the church in Thessalonica,
能够在大患难当中反而活出一个更美的信仰生活来。
They're able to live up a more beautiful life of faith amidst their tribulations.
所以有时候患难是使我们更加坚强的一个动力。
So sometimes the difficulties or problems may become a drive for us to become better.
如同约伯所说的
Just like what Job said.
约伯说当神试炼我之后我必如金金
And Job said that after God's trial for him, he become like a refined gold.
就像诗篇的119篇所说的。
Just like what was mentioned in Psalm 119.
他说我受苦使我能够明白主的道路。
He said, I suffer so that I can understand God's ways.
有一个人他有一栋房子。
A man has a house.
然后有一个很漂亮的后院
And a beautiful backyard.
这后院呢有漂亮的草皮，有美丽的花朵。
In his backyard, he has beautiful green grass and many beautiful flowers.
这个人呢常常到后院欣赏他的花园，浇花，栽培他的花果
This man often walk in his backyard, nurturing his plants and enjoying his fruits and flowers.
每天到后面浇水。
Every day he will go to his backyard to water plants.
但是因为他的水管水管不够长
But because he didn't have long enough hose.
所以每次浇到一个角落，哇，那棵就有一棵树浇不到
And there's always been this corner.Which the hose couldn't reach, so the plant in that corner would never be watered.
但是为了这一棵树再去买一条新的水管，好像又有点浪费
But if only because of this one tree that he has to buy a whole new hose, it seems very wasteful.
所以呢，那就让那棵树听天由命吧。
And so he just let nature take care of that tree.
所以那个角落那一棵树通常没有什么水。
And so the tree that was planted in that corner did not have enough water.
长得也不大。
It didn't grow very big either.
不能跟其他那些漂亮的草皮、漂亮的花朵来比较
And it cannot be compared to those beautiful green grass and all these other fruit trees and flowers.
但是后来这个房主这个人他有事情必须要走。
And later on, this owner had some business to take care of, so he had to leave.
哦，结果几个月不在家里啊。
And he had to leave for a few months.
啊，几个月以后啊，回来又回到家里啊，他到后院去看哦。
After he returned a few months later, he went to his backyard.
啊，他看到啊，他后面的草皮啊，哇，通通都死掉，都干死了。
All his beautiful grass and flowers all died because they withered.
啊，唯一活下来的只有那棵角落的那棵小树啊。
The only thing that's alive is that tree in that corner.
哦，所以有时候啊，神在我们当生命当中，让我们遇到一些考验。
So sometimes God let us go through trials in our life.
啊，常常是我们所不喜欢、不愿意拥有的患难。
It is the difficulties that we do not wish to have or nor do we want to encounter.
啊，其实是要为了使我们比以前更好，比以前更强啊。
But it is so that we can be better and stronger than before.
啊，在出埃及记里面记载以色列人他们在建造会幕。
In the book of Exodus, it mentioned the Israelites were building the tabernacle.
啊，这个会幕当中有许多的器皿啊，都啊，这个会幕是照神所吩咐的尺寸去建造的。
And so the vessel, the tabernacles were built according to God's descriptions and measures.
啊，里面有许多不同的器皿用来服侍神。
Inside there were a lot of vessels that were used to serve God.
那但是我们如果仔细看呢，里面有用到最多的一项材料啊。
And if you read it carefully, there's one material that is used the most.
啊，叫做皂荚木哦。
It's called
啊，我们来看一下，我不知道英文叫什么。我们来看出埃及记哦。
Let's turn to Exodus.
我们看出埃及记的第36章。
Exodus chapter 36.
啊 ，Acacia。Acacia wood, huh? 36章的第20节啊。
36 verse 20.
啊，这里说他用皂荚木做帐幕的束板，再看31节。
Also verse 31.
啊，他用皂荚木做栓，我们再看第37章第1节。
37 verse 1.
比撒列用皂荚木做柜啊，这是约柜，好。
This is the ark.
哦，我们再看第10节。
Verse 10.
啊，他用皂荚木做一张桌子，好。那所以我们发觉啊，在神所吩咐的材料里面，皂荚木被使用的几率非常的高。
And so you see that in building the tabernacles, the acacia wood were used the most.
啊，但是什么是皂荚木
？But what is acacia wood？
啊，我们有听过一些啊什么香柏木啊 ，cedar 哈，哇，这个香柏木又大又漂亮啊。
We've heard about the cedars and they are big and they are very strong.
啊，但是啊，神并没有吩咐他们用香柏木来造会幕啊。
But God did notTold them to build a tabernacle out of cedars.
啊，他神说用皂荚木。
God told them to use acacia wood.
什么是皂荚木
？What is it？
皂荚木是沙漠当中的小树啊。
It's a small tree in the desert.
啊，因为缺乏水分。
Because it lacks water.
因为环境恶劣。
And because it grows in such a harsh environment.
哦，所以皂荚木通常不会长得很大。
So acacia wood normally would not grow to be very big.
而且皂荚木长得很慢。
And it grows very slowly.
啊，因为它缺乏水分的滋润哦。
Because it lacks the nurturing of water.
啊，但是皂荚木有一个特性。
But there's a characteristics of this acacia wood.
因为它长得很慢。
Because it grows very slowly.
所以它的韧性非常的强。
So it's
flexibility.
Flexibility is very good.
你可以弯它。
You can bend it,
但是你很难折断它。
But it's hard to break it.
所以啊，圣殿当中许多的器皿都是皂荚木包金子啊。
And so a lot of things in the tabernacles is actually made of acacia wood, coated in gold.
啊，我们今天呢、啊，神对我们的期望不是让我们做香柏木啊。
And so today, God's hope for us is not for us to become cedars.
啊，神把我们放在困难的环境里面。
God put us in a difficult situation.
啊，让我们成长得很缓慢。
So that we can grow very slowly.
啊，但是每一步都长得非常的扎实。
But yet we grow very steadfast.
能够从一样又一样的患难当中突破。
We can break through one after another of difficulties.
所以我们不会被现实环境所折断。
So we will not be break by our environment.
我们不会被人生的患难所折断。
We will not be break by all the difficulties in life.
我们也不会被世界的试探给折断。
And we will not be break by the temptation is in the world.
所以啊，困难的环境造就强健的体魄。
And so a difficult environment will build a great resistance to adversity.
患难的考验造就强健的灵魂。
And a difficult situations will build up a very strong spirit.
如同帖撒罗尼迦教会一样啊。
Just like the church in Thessalonica.
能够在大患难当中长成蜕变，成为一朵火焰中的花朵。
And that in times of difficulties, they were able to break through it and grow into a very beautiful flower.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书的第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书二章第一节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1.
第一节。弟兄们，你们自己原晓得，我们进到你们那里并不是突然的。第二节，我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的。然而，还是靠我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把福音传给你们。第三节，我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是出于诡诈。第四节。第四节，但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付给我们，我们就要照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。好，所以在这里呢，保罗在称赞完帖撒罗尼迦教会。
Here Paul praises the church in Thessalonica.
接下来保罗就跟他们分享自己侍奉的心得。
And he then share with them his his thoughts about servitude.
在这里保罗一开始就谈到
In the beginning, Paul had mentioned.
他说：“弟兄们啊，我们到你那里的侍奉不是突然的。”
And he says that brothers know that our coming to you was not in vain.
我们今天很多爱神的人来教会以后都会开始侍奉主。
A lot of us today when we come to church will start to serve God.
就像这几天我们在这里办灵恩布道会。
Just like in these few days, we have our spiritual convocation and range of services.
我们有许多的弟兄姐妹把时间拿出来来侍奉主、侍奉教会。
There are a lot of brothers and sisters who give up time to serve the Lord and church.
不管是从厨房的预备工作
，no matter in the kitchens and all the preparations in there.
带领慕道朋友的接待
，bringing our true seeker friends and also ushering.
聚会的各样的服事
and also the various work that involve in our service.
到每天晚上的诗班
and also the choirs at night that presented at night.
我们会看到说在这里在园林教会有许许多多的弟兄姐妹把时间拿出来来参与服事的工作
We can see a lot of brothers and sisters in Garden Grove Church who had given up their time to involve in servicing God.
因为知道服事有价值，因为知道侍奉能得奖赏。
Because we know that our service is worthy and we will shall be rewarded for it.
但是在这里保罗一开始就告诉我们
But here, Paul in the beginning already told us.
他说我们今天在侍奉神，我们在参与圣工。
He said that today when we serve God, when we involve in holy work,
有一个很严重的一个很重要的问题，我们一定要去想清楚。
There is one a very important thing that we must think about it.
保罗说我的工作是不突然的。
It says that my work is not in vain.
如果你从另外一个角度来看
，If you look at it from another perspective,
代表说有些侍奉工作是突然的。
That is to say that there are some work that will be in vain.
一样在侍奉神。
It's the same thing that we're all serving.
一样来参与圣工。
We're all involving in holy work.
但是保罗告诉我们，有些工作有意义，有些工作没有价值。
But Paul here is telling us some work is worthy, but some are worthless.
有些工作会被神纪念，有些工作成为一种突然。
Some work will be remembered by God, but some will be in vain.
所以保罗就告诉他们说，要怎么样来服侍神，这个事工才不会变成一种浪费时间。
So Paul is telling them how to serve God so that their servitude will not be a waste of time.
所以我们今天就要来看一看保罗给我们的教导。
So we are going to see what Paul is trying to teach us.
因为我们希望说，我们所有付出的努力。付出的时间，付出的精神，在神面前是有价值。
Because we want our effort, our time that we put in, be worthy in the eyes of God.
一个最可怜的人是什么样
What is the most pitiful man?
就是你付出了一辈子在教会。
That is when he had give up his whole life for church.
但到最后，神不纪念你的工作。
But yet at the end, God did not remember his work.
叫做徒然的侍奉。
That is called servitude in vain.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要怎么样侍奉神才不会徒然。
So here, Paul is telling us how we should serve God so it will not be.
我们来看第二节哦。
Verse two.
啊，第二节说，我们在腓立比被害受辱，你们知道。然而靠我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们呐、啊。怎么样的侍奉才叫做不徒然呢？
So what kind of service will be not in vain?
啊，第一个这里告诉我们说，我们侍奉是靠神要放开胆量的。
He says that their service need to be bold in our God.
一个人如果在侍奉当中非常的胆怯啊
，If someone is very timid in his service,
啊，不敢面对挑战，不敢突破自己
，will not face challenges or have a breakthrough.
一遇到压力就逃避，一遇到责任就推脱。
If he encounter pressure, then he'll flee away when he encounter responsibilities, he try to push it to others.
他说这种人啊，他的工作是没有价值，不会被纪念的啊。
Then this kind of person, his work will be worthless and it will not be remembered.
而在教会当中，我们服侍之中，有时候要承担一些压力的。
In church, when we serve, sometimes we must bear some pressure or burden.
但是如果每次压力临到，你就拒绝，你就逃避。
But every time the pressure comes to you and you rejected it and you try to flee away.
你做完之后你说我不知道啊，跟我没有关系啊。
Then after the work is done, you say I don't know, it has nothing to do with me.
他说这种工作啊是突然不被纪念啊。
And this kind of work will be in vain and will not be remembered.
所以我们侍奉的第一件要求，第一个要求就是你要勇敢。
And so the first requirement for service is that you need to be courageous.
我们看希伯来书的第十章哦。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第三十二节。
Verse 32.
希伯来书的第十章第三十二节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 32.
啊，这里说你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。第三十三。
33.
一面被毁谤遭患难成了戏景叫人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。三十四。
34.
因为你们体恤的那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道你们有更美长存的家业。三十五。
35.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心的人必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。三十七节。
37.
因为还有一点点时间，那要来的就要来，并不迟延。38. 只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。39.
39.
我们却不是那退后以致沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。那这里希伯来书的作者告诉我们了、
啊。Here the author of Hebrews tell us.
他说我们不要丢弃神所赐给我们勇敢的心啊。
We do not cast away the courageous heart or the confidence that God gave us.
他说、啊、你若退后，神心里就不喜欢你了。
He said that if you draw us back, then God will not be pleased.
哦，所以我们在侍奉的道路上，有时候会遇到一些压力。
So in our journey of service, sometimes we will encounter some pressure.
啊，难免可能会听到一些批评。
And unavoidable, sometimes we even heard criticism.
那、啊、这个时候我们要先检讨自己呀、啊。
And this time we must first examine ourselves.
啊，先看看是不是因为我的服事有一些缺乏，我必须要改进的。
We must look at ourselves to see if there's inadequacy in our service, and so that we must change.
那、啊、如果你检讨之后，感谢主啊，你的侍奉是全心全意的。
And after you examine yourself and you feel that your service is complete and wholehearted,
我们就不要被别人所说的话来打垮。
Then we should not be brought down by the words of others.
啊，有时候啊，话听多了，心里会难过哦。
And sometimes if we listen to a lot of those words, it make us sad.
啊，但是虽然难过，却不能够放弃。
But even though we might be sad, we should not give up.
啊，更不能啊发脾气说啊，反正又没有钱，那我不做了可以吧？
And furthermore, we shouldn't say that I'm not getting paid for doing this. I just give up.
啊，我做这么多，你们就只会喷口水啊，那一天到晚批评而已。
I do a lot of stuff, but you always say bad things about it.
那我不做了，谁爱做谁去做啊。
Then I just stop doing it.
我们不要忘记，我们今天侍奉不是为了人，乃是为了神。
Please do not forget that today we serve God not because of men, but because of God.
所以我们在侍奉当中遇到压力，不要退后。
So in our service, if we encounter pressure, do not draw us back.
这里说不要丢弃你勇敢的心啊。
It says do not cast away your confidence.
他说要在大征战中靠神放开胆量。
It says that in these great tribulations, you must rely on God and be courageous.
把握机会，多做主工。
And to seize the opportunity to do more God's work.
在这里说，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们啊。
It says that in great tribulations, they have preached the gospel to them.
所以在这里讲到工作的精神，第一，你必须要有胆量，靠神的帮助。
Here is that the first thing you must have is to be bold and to rely on God's power.
第二，这里讲说你所讲的是神的福音，而不是你人的感受。
The second one is you are talking about God's gospel and not your own feelings.
保罗是一个很厉害的哲学家啊。
And Paul is a great theologian.
在当代很有名啊。
And he was philosophers. He was very famous.
但是在这里说，我所传给你的是神的福音，而不是我个人的学说。
But he said that here, what I speak to you are the words of God, is not words of mine.
所以我们今天要侍奉，要得到恩典，要不突然，能被纪念。
And so today, when we serve God, we want it to be worthy and be remembered by God.
我们要确定，我们今天所讲所传的是神的福音，而不是我的经历。
Today we must be certain that what we preach is the gospel of God and not my own experience.
我们是要把人完完全全的带到神的面前。
We want to bring the person entirely in front of God.
而不是把人全部都拉在我的身边。
It's not to bring people to your side.
不久之前有一个信徒带了一个慕道者来教会。
Not long ago, a member brought a truth seeker friend to church.
结果那个他带来慕道者带来教会这个姐妹就先去厕所了。
And after she brought the friend, the sister had to go to the restroom.
结果其他的信徒其他信徒就看到就过来打招呼啦。
And other members saw that, and then so they came to say hi to the friends.
过一会儿那个从那去厕所的姐妹回来了。
And after a while, the sister came back from the restroom.
看到有其他的弟兄姐妹在跟她的朋友聊天哦。
And she saw that other members have talked to her friend.
马上跑过来抓着她朋友的手啊。
And so she rushed over and grabbed her friend's hand.
她说这是我的慕道者，你们去找自己的。
And she said,
get your own, 去找自己的。
This is my true seeker friend, get your own.
所以有时候我们会把这些事工、慕道朋友好像是我们自己的工作啊。
And so sometimes we treat bringing our friends as our own work.
所以想把人带在我们的身边。
So we want to just bring these people, to keep these people by our side.
喜欢慕道朋友听我们的。
We want our friend to just listen to us.
享受被人环绕的耀眼。
And to enjoy the feeling of being surrounded by all these people.
到最后讲的都是个人的感受跟体会。
But at the end, what this person will talk about is only his or her own experience.
但是在这保罗说我所传的是神的道理，不是我的学说。
But here, Paul says that what I preach is God's words and not my own theory.
我所做的是引人归主，而不是环绕我的身边。
And what I do is to bring people to God and not to keep people by my side.
这是保罗所教导我们的第二个精神。
So this is the second mindset that Paul taught us.
我们来看一下约翰福音
And turn to the book of John.
我们看约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章的第35节
Verse 35.
我们看约翰福音的第一章35、36、37节
John chapter 1 verse 37.
35节，在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。36。
36.
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪， 这是神的羔羊，37。
37。
那两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣哈。那这里讲说啊，约翰，施洗约翰呢、啊，他是有自己的门徒啊。
It here says that John the Baptist has his own disciples.
哦，有自己的跟随者。
So he had people who followed him.
啊，但是当他看到耶稣啊。
But when he saw the Lord Jesus,
啊，他知道说这个才是救世主，这个才是弥赛亚。
He know that he is the Savior and he is the Messiah.
哦，所以他就做见证说，看哪、啊，这是神的羔羊。
So he testified and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
啊，他做见证的结果是什么
？So what is the result of his testimony?
啊，就是他的跟随者离开他，跑去跟耶稣啦。
So the followers of John the Baptist left him and followed the Lord Jesus.
啊，其实啊，讲实话啊，约翰跟耶稣啊，他们有。他们是同行啊，同行啊。
Strictly speaking, John the Baptist, and Lord Jesus are in the same line of work.
哦，所以啊，人呐、啊，人通常喜欢呐、啊，被别人环绕，有很多的跟随者。
And so, men always love to, be surrounded by people and have followers.
啊，但是当约翰说，看呐、啊，那个才是神的羔羊。
But when John the Baptist said, look.Behold the Lamb of God.
结果是什么
？What is the result?
结果是他的势力减低啦。
The result was his power was reduced.
啊，结果就是他的门徒离开啦。
And his followers left him.
哦，所以为什么主耶稣说约翰呐、啊，凡妇人所生的，没有比他更大的
？And so this is why the Lord Jesus Christ said that there is no one greater than John the Baptist.
那、啊、为什么？因为他从来不考虑自己，他只考虑神的荣耀。
Why is it? Because he never thought of himself.Only, and he always thought of the glory of God.
那所以啊，在圣经里面告诉我们哦。
So the Bible tells us.
他说啊，在他说啊，我们看提摩太啊，帖撒罗尼迦后书哦。
Let's turn to Second Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书的第二章。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
第三节哦。
Verse 3.
帖撒罗尼迦后书的第二章第三节
Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3.
他说人不拘用什么法子你们总不要被他诱惑因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事并有那大罪人就是沉沦之子显现出来第四节
verse 4.
他是抵挡神高抬自己超过一切那称神的和一切受人敬拜甚至坐在神的殿里自称为神呐、啊，他这里告诉我们说啊，我们要谨慎啊。
Here it tells us to be watchful.
他说啊，当到后来有所谓的罪人呐、啊，大罪人会出来啊。
He says that the great sinner or the man of sin will come.
啊，大罪人的一个表现就是喜欢众人环绕来尊崇他。
One of the characteristic is that he likes all to exalt him.
啊，高抬自己，喜欢受人敬拜。
And he exalt himself above all and want to be worshipped.
哦，传讲自己的道理，而不是圣经上的教导。
And he will preach his own teaching and theories and not God's words.
哦，所以我们今天要谨慎啊。
So today we must be watchful.
啊，如果我们不谨慎
，If we are not watchful,
其实你跟我都有可能变成这个大罪人啊。
You and I might become this great sinner.
我们如果喜欢被人家被人家崇拜啊
！If we like to be worshipped by others，
我们喜欢啊，把信徒都拉在自己的身边啊
！We want to keep all the members by our side。
我们喜欢啊，讲自己的理论而不是圣经的道理啊
！We want to set of our own thoughts and not God's words。
啊，谨慎呐、啊，不知不觉可能就成为大罪人啊
！Then be watchful because you may become the great sinner。
哦，所以在这里说啊，在大征战中，我是把神的福音传给你们。
So here Paul said that。I have speak boldly the word of God to you in times of tribulation.
啊，第三这里说，我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是出于诡诈。
Verse 3 said, here for our exhortation did not come from error or uncleanness, nor was it a deceit.
啊，一个人的侍奉到最后要被神纪念，他的侍奉的内容非常重要啊。
For a service to be remembered by God is very important. One of the important factors is the content.
啊，我们有时候都说、啊、有心就好，有心服事啊，感谢主，有心就好啊。
Sometimes we say as long as we put our heart in it, it's enough.
是真的吗
？Is that true？
是这个样子吗
？Is that really true？
有心就可以，怎么做都没关系吗
？Is it okay just to put your heart in it, but it doesn't matter how you do it.
很抱歉，不是这样子的啊。
I'm sorry, but that's not the case.
啊，这里告诉你说，告诉我们说，我们有参与很好。
here tells us that it's good for us to be involved.
但是我们参与圣工不能出于错误。
But our intention of involving in the holy work cannot come from wrong intention.
不能出于污秽。
Will not come from the deceit.
也不能出于诡诈。
Did not come from uncleanness.
那这三个代表一个侍奉的内容、动机跟方法。
And so these three must use in our the content of our service and our way of service and intention for.
那第一个说我们在劝勉人，我们在参与圣工，内容不能讲错啊。
And first one tells us that when we involve in the holy work, our content cannot be in error.
你很有心参与，你很有爱心服事。
You want to get involved in holy work and you use all your heart to serve.
啊，但是你讲的东西都不对啊。
But all the things you talk about is wrong.
啊，这种有心，但是啊，做错事，做坏事啊。
And this is called you serve with your heart, but yet you're doing the wrong thing.
啊，有一次啊，我那时候做宗教教育的老师哈。
At the time, I was an RE teacher.
啊，有一次啊，我去 sitting 哈，就去听另外一个老师上课，一个新的老师上课啊。
So I sit in a class where another teacher was teaching.
哇，听到最后啊，听到肚子一把火啊。
And the longer I sit in there, the more angry I am.
哇，这个老师上课乱讲啊。
Because this teacher is talking about the wrong things.
啊，我后来下课就问那个老师说，你刚刚教的东西是从哪里来的？
After class, I asked the teacher, where did you get the material for your class?
啊，什么摩西啊，跟法老啊是兄弟啊，结果抢法老的位置，抢书才逃跑啊。
What? Why did you say Moses and Pharaoh are brothers, and he have took the position of the Pharaohs and left?
我说你这个东西在哪里呀？
It's like, where did you get your material from?
他说啊，啊，这不是有那个 movie 吗？那个什么 Prince of Egypt 那个埃及王子的电影吗？
He said, isn't there a movie called Prince of Egypt?
他说啊，我就看那个电影觉得很有趣啊，他说我就拿来教小朋友啦。
He said, that movie I thought was very interesting, so I took the content to teach the kids.
他是很有心呐，很有心，很喜欢教小孩啊。
He was really put his heart into teaching, and he really likes kids.
啊，但是教导出于错误比不教更糟糕。
But if his teaching is wrong, then it is even worse than not teaching at all.
尤其是宗教教育的老师。
Especially as an RE teacher.
你今天教错了，可能影响一个孩子的一辈子啊。
If you taught them the wrong thing today, that might influence them for their whole life.
啊，我在少年班的时候，哦。
When I was in E2 class.
我还记得我的老师跟我说，马图撒拉活到956岁啊。
I still remember my teacher told me Methuselah lived until 956 years old.
一直搞了十多年之后，我才知道我老师讲错了。
And until after decades that I finally found out that my teacher told me the wrong thing.
而且你知道吗？我还记得是哪一个老师教的。
And I still remember which teacher that was.
所以你不要随便教啊，有时候你自己忘记啊，不要随便乱编啊。
And so do not teach the wrong thing, and if you forget about it, do not made up your own stuff.
那有的老师不好意思啊，不想让学生知道说我不知道哦，答案我就自己编一个啊，反正小孩子懂什么。
So when one teacher forgot about his materials, and so he just made up something because he thought
你教错了可能会影响这个孩子的一辈子啊。
He thought the children didn't know anything, but if you taught the wrong thing, it might influence them for life.
哦，所以教导不能出于错误。
And so our teaching cannot come out of error.
我们在做教导的工作要额外的谨慎、小心、小心翼翼的教导啊。
If we are in a position of being a teacher, we must be extra careful in what we're teaching.
那第二个告诉我们说，我们的劝勉不能出于污秽啊。
It's the second one. Our exhortation cannot come from uncleanness.
他说污秽就是你动机的问题啊。
Uncleanness is referring to your intention.
今天你可以做很多很美好的事工。
Today you can involve in a lot of good holy work.
如果动机错误会。你如果动机错误的话，你的工作在神面前是没有价值的。
But if you start with the wrong motive or wrong intention, then your work is worthless in terms of.
啊，我也是遇到一个姐妹啊。
I once met a sister.
哇，这个姐妹好喜欢访问啊。
She really loved to do visitation.
哇，真的啊，比负责人热心多了，一家一家一有空就一直去访问啊。
She was even more fervent different than the church council members, and she would went from house to house for visitation.
那但是啊，后来我们才知道啊。
But later we found out.
啊，当我们访问了之后啊，我们大家就离开了嘛，啊。
After visitation, we will leave the house.
啊，然后不久之后她又回去了。
But not long after, she actually went back to the house.
她回去做什么？
What did she do?
啊，因为我们通常访问的都是老人家啊，身体有病痛的啊。
And a lot of time, the members that we visited were the elderly members or those who are sick.
所以访问完我们离开啊，他就回去了。
So after we actually left the house, she would came back.
啊，然后就从包包里面拿出来说，哇，吃这个有效。
And she will bring something out of her purse and say, drink this or eat this, and this is very effective.
啊，原来他是卖保健品的啊。
So she was actually a salesperson for a supplementary.
所以啊，虽然很热心，虽然常常访问啊。
And so even though she was very fervent in doing visitation.
啊，但是动机不单纯，侍奉态度不正确啊。
But her intention are not pure, and therefore her servitude or her service in attitude is not right.
所以她虽然有侍奉，但是侍奉是突然的。
And even though she had involved in holy work, but her service is in vain.
所以我们第一要确定我们侍奉的内容是正确的。
So first we must careful that our content of our service is correct.
第二我们要确定我们侍奉神是出于纯正的动机。
And the second, we must be confident that our intention or our motive in service is clean.
第三这里说也不是出于诡诈哦。
So here it says, nor was it it comes from deceit.
诡诈就是方法啦。
Deceit, referring to the method.
今天我们要做圣工，要传福音啦，方法有很多。
Today there are many ways for us to do holy work.
尤其是随着时代的发展，科技的进步啊，我们现在啊有很多以前没有想过的一些方法。
Especially in the advancement of the world and technologies, there are many ways that we have never thought of before.
但是啊，要运用任何的方法进到圣宫里面，我们要先想一想啊。
But to bring in those methods into holy work, we must first think about it very carefully.
这一些方法虽然很有效，但是合不合圣经的原则？
Some of these methods may be very effective, but is it according to the principles of the Bible?
我在高中的时候啊。
When I was in high school.
我有一个同学啊，一直叫我去他们教会啊。
I had a classmate that often invited me to his church.
他说来来来来我们教会，我们的教会很好。
Come to our church, it's very good.
我说你的教会好在哪里啊？
He said, what's so good about it?
他说我们教会漂亮，女生很多。
He said, our church is very beautiful, a lot of beautiful women too.
你来啊，我们的青年有很多的活动啊。
And our youth have a lot of activities.
你来啊，我介绍给你认识啊。
And if you come, I introduce all this to you.
他跟我讲说这种方法非常有效啊。
But I tell you this method is very effective.
就是啊，让男生认识女生，女生认识男生啊，然后办很多活动让青年去玩啊。
Then you introduce the boys to the girls and you have a lot of fun activities for them to do.
有没有效？有效的，真的很多人去啊。
Is it effective? Of course, a lot of people will go.
但是会不会得救？不会啊，一个都不会得救啊。
But would they be saved? No, none of them.
这种侍奉虽然有效，但是不是出于圣经。
So this service, even though it might be effective, but it's not according to the Bible.
所以我们今天在运用任何的方法任何的方法运用在圣工之上哦。
So in any methods that we are going to use for doing our holy work.
我们必须要先想一想它有没有符合圣经教导的原则啊。
We must first think about whether it is according to the principles and the truth in Bible.
如果大家有机会去看休斯顿教会哦。
If you have the opportunity to visit Houston Church.
休斯顿在买会堂的时候，我刚好在那边啊。
When they are trying to purchase the chapel, I was there.
那个当时买的那个会堂啊，长得很奇怪啊。
And at the time, the chapel they wanted to buy looks very strange.
它的那个主会堂啊，也是一样啊，就是一个像我们这样一个 auditorium 啊，就是一个空间啊。
So the main chapel is like what we have now, the auditorium.
但是它的讲台啊，大概占整个会堂空间的三分之一啊。
But the pulpit took the size about a third of the chapel.
然后呢，它有一个可以活动式的讲台，就是底下有轮子，一推就跑。
And so the pulpit was actually movable.
然后旁边两个大喇叭。
And there were two speakers, big speakers on the side.
我进去的时候就觉得这个会堂长得很好，长得很奇怪啊。
as soon as I went in, I thought this chapel looks very strange.
那讲台是要站多少人啊？为什么讲台占会堂的三分之一啊？
How many people do they plan to stand on the pulpit? How come it took one third of the chapel?
啊，然后我们就问问他们的信徒啊，问问那个我们就是。他们原来教会的信徒啊。
So we asked the members of that church that we're about to buy.
我说、啊、你们的会堂怎么长这样？
I asked them, why did your chapel look this way?
他说、啊、你不知道啊。
And they said, you don't know.
他说、啊、我们啊聚会一结束。
After we finish our service.
讲台轮子一推，推到旁边去。
And we'll move the pulpit up to the side.
啊，然后灯光一暗，然后就开始跳 disco 啦。
And then we'll turn off the light and we have some
就开始跳舞啦，变舞厅啦。
We have some dance time.
他说我们的年轻人好爱这个啊。
He says that our youth love this.
我说啊，难怪两边有一个两边有那么大的喇叭。
And I said no wonder they have big speakers on the side.
我就一直觉得很奇怪，为什么会堂中间有个玻璃球还会转
？I was feel it was strange. There's this glass ball in the middle that it can turn.
啊，原来是会堂兼舞厅啊。
And because they turn their chapel into a ballroom after.
聚会兼跳舞啊。
And after service, they have some dance time.
有没有效
？Is it effective?
哎，他们教会的青年人数非常多啊。
They have a lot of youth in their church.
哦，所以啊，他们需要买一个更大的会堂啊，才把那间卖给我们啊。
So they needed a bigger church. That's why they are selling their chapel.
有没有效？非常有效。
Is it effective, their method? Of course.
合不合圣经？不合圣经啊。
But is it according to the Bible?
这叫做出于诡诈的服事啊。
And so this is a service that out of deceit.
哦，所以我们今天在传福音，在侍奉神。
So today, when we are preaching the gospel, when we serve the Lord,
不要只看结果。
Do not only look at results.
侍奉绝对不是不择手段的。
Because our service cannot, we cannot justify it by any means.
有时候我们会觉得说啊，只要能够带人来教会啊，多一个算一个，那不是很好吗？
Sometimes we said that as long as we can bring people, isn't it great to grow in numbers?
如果你只想要带人来教会啊，那太简单啦。
And if you only want to bring people to church, it's way too easy.
啊，如果你只想要有人洗礼啊，太简单啦。
We only want someone to get baptized, that's also easy.
啊，你看你要去哪里啊？非洲、印度、中国啊，都可以啊。
You can go to Africa, India, or China.
啊，一个一块钱，看你要洗几次啊。
And if you say you give $1 for everyone who's get baptized, they might even do it multiple times.
啊，我第一次到非洲的时候，哦。
The first time when I went to Africa.
哎，蛮好玩的。我们到旅馆去住下来以后啊，啊，马上就有人来敲门了哦。
It's very interesting. As soon as we settled down in our hotel room,
啊，然后
someone came to knock.
啊，有个穿西装的就进来了。
Someone in suit came in.
啊，说啊，你们是传教士对不对啊？
He said you're preachers, right?
啊，对对对，我们是从来宣教的。
And I said yes, we came to preach.
他说啊，来来，坐，就拿一张单子出来了。
And said, oh, let's sit down, and he bring out this list.
啊，这个一个价格表啊。
That's a price list.
他说啊，你需要多少人来参加你的聚会呢？
Said, how many people do you want to attend your service?
啊，100, 200, 500吗？
100, 200, 500。
一两千吗？没问题啊。一个人头多少钱啊？
1,000, 2,000, no problem. We count by head.
哦，还有 quantity break 哦，你买多少人头以上啊？给你减价。
And they even have discount. If how many people come, they give you a discount for it.
哦，你需要洗礼吗？啊，你说一个人头多少钱？洗一次多少钱啊
？Do you need people to get baptized? Just tell me how many people you need.
啊，你需要租会堂吗？没问题啊，你要办多宏伟都没有问题啊。
You need to rent a chapel? No problem.
哦，所以如果我们今天呢、啊，只想要啊有洗礼的啊，你看哇、啊，今天洗3000啊，明天洗20,000啊。
So if you only want to look at numbers, you can have, like today, you can have baptism for 200 or 10,000.
我告诉你啊，你到这些，你到这些地方啊，一块美金啊，他会跟你讲，你他洗十次都没有问题啊。
And I tell you, if you go to these places, you only need to give them a dollar, you can baptize them how many times you want.
啊，但是你洗这么多人，有没有一个会得救？
But if you baptize this many people, will any of them be saved?
如果你付出这么多的金钱，付出这么多时间，最后没有一个人得救，请问你做的意义在哪里？
If you spend so much money, but that none of them, those people were saved, then what is the worth of all this?
所以我们今天侍奉的重点绝对不是只是带人来让人洗礼而已啊。
So the main point of our service today is not just to bring people to church and baptize them.
我们要确定他们认识信仰，追求永生。
We must make sure that they know the truth and they pursue after eternal life.
啊，使得他们能够有真正得救的机会。
So that they have the real chance of being saved.
啊，所以方法很重要。
So methods is very important.
方法必须要符合信仰的原则才可以。
And our method must be according to the principle of our truth.
好，我们看回来帖撒罗尼迦前书哦。
Let's turn back to First Thessalonians.
啊，帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章第四节。
Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 4。
第四节。
Verse 4。
那第四节说，但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付给我们，我们就照样讲，不是讨人的喜欢，乃是讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。第五。
Verse 5。
因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以作证的。第六。
Verse 6。
我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。哦，那这里啊，保罗继续告诉我们啊。
Here Paul continued to tell us.
他说，神既然验中了我们哦。
It says that since God have elected us.
代表说我们今天的服事会被考验。
That means that our service today will be tested.
哦，就好像啊，你一个产品啊，要能够出厂，必须要有一个 QC 啊 ，quality control， 必须要有一个品质检验啊。
Just as a product, before you throw it into the market, you must have a quality control on it.
所以啊，今天我们每一项服事啊，你要确定你有被神盖一个章 QC 啊 pass， 你要能够通过那个品质检验才可以啊。
And so today, before we serve God, we must first need to make sure that we are QC'd by God.
啊，没有通过品质检验的服事，做再多都是徒然。
If we did not pass the quality control, then no matter how much we do for God, they will all be in vain.
啊，所以不要以为说我有心，我愿意，我拿时间出来就很了不起啊。
So don't think that since I have the heart to serve and I give up my time for it, therefore it's very great.
啊，不要以为说啊，总比没有做的好嘛，结果随便做，一样 QC 不过，通通都是徒然。
And don't think that it's better than me doing nothing, so don't think about that. If you're not QC, then that's not good.
所以在这里说，神要验中我们哦，你要经过考验，而且要成功才会被验中啊。
Says here that God will put us to test, so you must, God will test us for our service.
啊，被验中了才能被托付使命。
And then after that, we will be given our commission.
哦，所以怎么样的考验我们要成功才能够被神所验中呢？
And so what kind of test must we go through so that we can be tested.
啊，第一个说，我们不是讨人的喜欢啊。
We are not here to please people.
哦，所以我们不是在这里讲一些大家听得很舒服的话啊。
So we're not here to say things that are pleasing to everybody.
哦，在以色列人为什么被神所厌所弃绝
？Why is it that the Israelites were rejected by God？
因为以色列人对先知说。
Because they said to their prophets,
他说啊，不要讲那些不好听的啦。
Do not say things that are piercing our ears.
不要告诉我们神希望我们怎么做啦。
Do not tell us what God wants us to do.
讲一些让我开心的。
Tell us something that makes us happy.
啊，讲一些我喜欢的。
Tell us something that we like.
啊，我听了舒服，我就继续来聚会啊。
If I comfortable in listening to you, then I'll come to service.
啊，如果我们今天讲的东西是要讨人喜欢、让人高兴的啊。
If today the things we're saying is just to please people.
啊，很抱歉啊，你在神的检验当中，你的侍奉就是没有价值的。
Then I'm sorry, in the eyes of God, your service is worthless.
啊，所以我们今天在这里讲道理。
So today when we're standing here talking about the truth.
我们信徒当中彼此分享我们服事的精神。
Our members, we share with one another our spirit of service.
啊，当然我们不用故意要跟别人做。
Of course, we would not purposely go against others.
啊，但是我们的工作绝对不是讨人的喜欢啊。
But our work certainly is not for pleasing men.
哦，所以今天我说我该说的。
So today I say what I ought to say.
我不是说你喜欢听的。
I will not say things that you like to hear.
啊，有一次啊，我听到一个慕道朋友在跟我说，哦。
One time I heard a friend told me.
他说啊，你们的教会啊，哇，跟我们的真的很不一样啊。
Like your church is very different from ours.
啊，你们的教会啊，就是传道讲道，信徒听到。
In your church, your preacher speak and the members only listen.
他说啊，我们那边都不是耶。
And it's not the way in our church.
他说我们那边啊，大家都可以讲。
In our church, everybody can speak.
啊，我们就围成一个圆圈啊。
We'll form a circle.
啊，然后啊，大家轮流讲啊。
And everyone take take turns to speak.
啊，尤其是祷告，我们就轮流祷告，每个人讲一些。
And so in prayer, we did the same thing. Everyone would say their own.
啊，然后他就继续跟我说，哦。
And so he continues to say.
他说有时候啊，你听那个人家在祷告，你就知道啊，谁跟谁是仇人啊。
And he said that if you listen to prayers, you'll know who have some conflict with the other.
啊，你一听就知道啊，谁是有钱人啊。
And when you listen to their prayer, you know who's rich.
你一听就知道啊，谁要找谁，想要跟他做生意啊。
And you know who wants to do business with who.
他说啊，祷告当中啊，如果啊，哇，这里有钱，有一个有钱人哦。
And he said that during prayer, if you know certain person is rich,
啊，你就会听到有人这样祷告啊。
You hear someone will pray like this.
啊，神啊，感谢赞美你啊。
God, we praise and thank you.
我们当中啊，有你大大的恩典啊。
Among us, we have your great grace.
我们当中有人啊，哇，真的，怎么多好多好多好啊。
And among us, we have this one person who is so good.
啊，然后就要把别人捧得高高的。
And they will praise that person.
啊，心情好，说不定等下就跟你做生意啦。
And if that person feels good, maybe they'll do business with you.
啊，如果里面有人在吵架哦。
It says that if someone is in quarrel.
啊，那个祷告就听得出来啦。
And you can hear it from the prayer.
啊，神啊，我们当中有罪人啊。
Lord, among us there's a sinner.
恶人、豺狼进到我们当中啦。
The wolf and the evil one is among us.
啊，他有多坏、多坏、多坏啊。
He's so bad.
啊，他跟我讲说，他们的祷告都好像在吵架一样啊。
He said that their prayers is actually like a quarrel.
啊，所以啊，有时候啊，我们信仰啊，千万不要落到这种这么可怜的地步啊。
And so our faith should not fall into this pitiful state.
我们要被神所验中。
We want to be used by God.
Approved by God. 而不是要被人所喜欢。
And not to be liked by people.
啊，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦啊。若是能行哦。
If you can help it, then you must live in peace and harmony with others.
啊，但是要记得啊，我们要听从神，而不是讨好人啊。
But we must remember, we have to listen to God and not please people.
哦，所以道理的原则，该讲的一个都不能漏。
And so the principles of the truth, we must not leave any out of it.
所以不能只讲平安的道理。
We cannot just speak of the truth about the peace.
更要讲生活上的教训。
We must also talk about teachings pertinent to daily life.
不能只讲说信耶稣的恩典。
We cannot just mention the grace in believing in God.
更要强调行天路的责任。
We must talk also about the responsibilities or duties in walking in the King's Highway.
这个才是负责任的工人。
That is a responsible worker of God.
叫做被神所验中。
And they are being approved by God.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's kneel, let's bow our head and pray in silence.